Welcome to the Wampa's Lair podcast. Deep in the bowels of the frozen ice caverns of Hoth, our hosts, Carl LeClaire and Jason Hunt, have been frozen upside down to the cave ceiling with nothing to do but talk all things Star Wars. So make yourselves comfortable, but keep a wary eye out for trouble here in the Wampa's Lair.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to another exciting episode of the Wampa's Lair podcast. This is episode number 107, Awakening Report. I am, as always, one of your hosts, Jason Hunt, and with me we have the Han Solo to my Chewbacca. We have Carl LeClaire.
Oh, classic. Why not be classic when we're getting into new Star Wars movies? Yeah. But I'm very excited to talk about this right now. But we, of course, had to bring in our honorary third member, Jar Jar Binks, otherwise known as Joe Hogan.
What up, baby?
I was worried he wasn't going to respond since I referred to him as Jar Jar.
You've called me worse.
Well, Joe did cheat on us by being on the Sarlacc pit last night, but that's okay. We're going to let it slide.
As I said to Matt and Chris, we are in an open relationship. I'm allowed to see other podcasts. It's only a big deal if you make it a big deal, guys.
You know? All right.
It's true.
Listen, they meant nothing to me. It was just I had to get it out of the system, you know? I always come home to you guys. That's all that matters.
That's
well,
true.
I mean, if anyone could lay claim to Joe, I suppose it's them because they had you do their artwork first. So
That is true. But they don't love you the way we do.
No.
So anyway, before this becomes a love fest, we have some big news, guys. And Joe's already talked about it once, but I mean, it was just blowing up yesterday. It was like episode 7's announcement all over again. Not quite as exciting because, you know, we knew eventually we'd get a title. But we have a title for episode 7, The Force Awakens. I think it's freaking great. What were your guys' initial responses to this?
Jason?
My initial response was, oh, we got the title already. I'm a little surprised that we got it this soon. That was my initial response. And then it was like, The Force Awakens. That could have a lot of meanings. And then as the day went on, I was like, oh my gosh, this has so many meanings. What could it mean? You know, and I got increasingly excited as the day went on. But initially I was like, oh, that's a little surprising, but okay. To be perfectly honest.
What did you think, Joe?
My initial reaction was, I'm so happy that it's better than Attack of the Clones as a name. Because Attack of the Clones always reminded me of Send in the Clowns, to be honest. And then, you know, funny enough, like Jason did, as the day went on, I kept, like, thinking about it. And yeah, it can mean a lot of things. It can, and right now is the best part because we don't know anything, so we can just speculate for hours and hours and hours and figure out, well, maybe not figure out, but, you know, there are so many possibilities. And what's funny enough is it's campy, but like Star Wars is always campy with titles, and it's still a little bit different from the prequel names and the original trilogy names, but you know, we have new blood at the helm, so why not go a new direction with the titles too? Like I can dig that. I can get behind that.
Yeah.
So
well, I had like a really busy day at work yesterday, and one of the parents, everybody at my job knows I love Star Wars, so one of the parents emailed me a link to the Entertainment Weekly, you know, article saying it. I hadn't seen it yet, so I was like, oh, this is great. But I didn't think it was real, to be honest. So my initial response was, I bet you this is just a spoiler. It's like it's a leaked fake title. And then as I saw it blowing up on Facebook, and I saw it just like, and then it was on StarWars.com, I was like, wow, this is it. This is the title, The Force Awakens.
This might have some weight to it.
Yeah. I mean, when you see it on StarWars.com, you know it's real. That's obviously the premier way of measuring whether these oh my God, Carl, use your words. That's how you can tell whether or not this stuff's for real. It was immediately followed up with Michael Cohen pointed out on our Facebook page there that they're doing away with the episode numbers though in the title. So it's just Star Wars The Force Awakens. It's not Star Wars Episode 7 The Force Awakens. It's just Star Wars The Force Awakens. And I want to get your guys' take on that. My initial response was I was kind of pissed. I was like, that's stupid. Why, like, this is Disney being Disney. Like, no, we don't want to have numbers anymore because we're going to make a freaking Star Wars film every year for the next 300 years and oversaturate the market, my opinion. You know, so I was like, that's why I found it offensive initially. It was just like, why are we breaking from the tradition? If this is part of our saga, why are we not numbering this? But then Cohen gave a great explanation, and it made sense. So I was like, okay. But what did you guys think, the fact that they're not using Episode 7 as part of the title?
My initial response was, oh, well, then how are they going to tell the, like, episodes apart from the standalone movies? Mm-hmm. I mean, otherwise it's just going to be The Force Awakens and then Obi-Wan Kenobi or Boba Fett. And how do we know what order they all go in, you know, for those that aren't, like, obsessive over it like we are. So that was my first response. I was like, why would you make it harder for people?
Yeah. Yeah. Did you have any response to that, Joe?
Yeah, I mean, I'm fine with it, honestly, which is, you know, I'm sure weird to hear me be fine, being fine with anything involving Star Wars. It's funny because somebody pointed, I wish I knew who it was, pointed out yesterday that, you know, even though the opening crawl had episodes 4, 5, and 6 in the originals, we never really called them episode 4, 5, or 6. We always called them by their, you know, A New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi. So I was into Star Wars before the prequels and was always fine with that. But then when the prequels came out, we kind of reconditioned ourselves to, like, think of them as episodes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. So going back to the way it was before then, while it's a little jarring, like, it's still at the same time, like, whatever, it's fine. As long as it's in the opening crawl,
yes,
I'm cool with it.
That's the same thing I said. And I'm sure it will be. And if, again, on StarWars.com, it's still under, right, like, they have the film timeline, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and then under 7 it says Star Wars, you know, The Force Awakens. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure it'll still be in the opening crawl. So I'm fine with it now.
I didn't have a really strong reaction. My first thought was just, well, that makes it a little more complicated for some people. But, you know, that was during the point where I was like, oh, this is all interesting, you know, before I really got excited about the whole thing.
I know. So. Yeah. It slowly sunk in as the day went on. And I noticed I got less and less work done as the day went on. But that's okay. I don't care. And because this, I mean, again, this title has so much potential. And I also read another recent article about, it supposedly has, like, all these spoilers about what happens with Luke Skywalker's character in Episode 7. I'm not going to say what that article was because I know there's some people that are trying to stay away from spoilers, so I don't want to say anything on the air. But if these spoilers have any weight to them, if there's any truth in what supposedly Luke Skywalker's got going on during this film, this title makes a lot of sense.
We might have read the same article.
Yeah, we probably did. And it's not some stupid, like, oh, he's captured by the Inquisitor stuff.
Yeah.
I'm still a little wary of it, but then I had to remind myself, wait, this is 30 years after Return of the Jedi. That's a long time. So this could, in actuality, have happened. So it would make a lot of sense for the title. So I want to talk a little bit about the title while trying not to color it with this article I read,
it. I won't be coloring it because I don't think I read the article.
Oh,
because
good.
Yesterday was all about classes and rehearsal and homework, so I had no time for anything else. It was depressing.
Jason, that's not the best thing about being done with school is because even when you're at work, you can always set it aside. Oh, man, I'm a great youth minister. So anyway, what do you guys think of the title, though? The Force Awakens. I mean, I think all three of us can agree that we're either fine with the title or we enjoy it. Like, I think it's a cool title. And I don't know. What do you think of it, Jason?
Well, first of all, before I give my first thoughts, there was a couple of posts on Facebook that I saw that really amused me about this because I think it was on the post that we had. I think Philip Liebold said, I didn't know that the Force was asleep, you know, which I thought was funny. And then Nathan Butler from Star Wars Beyond the Films posted on one of his pages that he now needs a novel between Revenge of the Sith, or Return of the Jedi and Episode 7, where the Force wakes up, says, oh, F it, and hits the snooze alarm. But no, I mean, this is interesting because with what Luke did at the end of Return of the Jedi, you'd think the Force would be sort of awake. And so I'm thinking this may not be like the Force per se, more as in like a force of, you know, whatever evil or whatever good might be, you know, stirring by the time episode 7, The Force Awakens, whatever you're calling it. It's really difficult for me to start calling it The Force Awakens, by the way. So I don't know what it is yet. I mean, obviously nobody knows, but it's just there's too many options and it's still vague enough, like, you know, The Phantom Menace or A New Hope. It's incredibly vague and yet incredibly thought-provoking all at the same time, which fits the mold. So I don't know what else to say at this point, so I'm going to let somebody else talk, and maybe I'll have more thoughts.
Go ahead. What were you thinking, Joe?
Well, first of all, I think the Force was just taking a power nap, and everybody needs to relax. And also, Jason, I am not going to stop calling it Episode 7 anytime soon. And I'm not even going to make the effort to. Like, it's Episode 7 in my heart. That's it.
Right.
See, I feel bad because on the Sarlacc Pit last night, I went into the spoilers of that article, and I don't want to do that again. And
I really want really, to.
Really,
I know.
My only. Okay, I'm just gonna say what.
Okay, why don't we give initial thoughts, and then we'll get a big spoiler section, and y'all can just spoil the heck out of this article.
All right. I think without having, if I didn't read the article, my first inkling to what they're talking about specifically would be the new blood coming in and realizing their potential, that they have, you know, they're Force sensitive and they need, you know, Luke's guidance or whatever, and the Force is going to be awakened and harnessed through them. That's what I think the obvious one is, but I also kind of think it's going to be a red herring. I do think that it's going to be more towards the Luke side of the spectrum and not so much these new guys that are going to get the torch passed to them. Mm. And that's all I'll say for the spoiler-free section.
Yeah, I'll keep it. Yeah, I'll do the spoiler-free section too. My initial response was, honestly, I was like, well, I have no idea what this has to do with the plot. But the reason I liked the title, because I was like, this is going to be awesome. This is going to be like metaphysical Star Wars again, like Empire on Dagobah all over.
Yeah.
Like, that's just what got me so excited about the title is, and again, this is not to slam the prequels, but the prequels really kind of lacked that element of kind of the mysticism of some of the OT. It's certainly there, but not in the same capacity that you get specifically in Empire. So when I heard that, when I saw that title, I was like, this is great. I bet you this is going to be like Star Wars going a little bit deeper again. And I think, again, that was kind of that's what J.J. Abrams wanted to do. He's always been very you know, clear about that and vocal. So, you know, when I saw that title, I was just like, yes, we're going to get like deep Star Wars again. This is going to be more than just like the surface stuff. This is going to take us deep into stuff about the Force again. Like, I just got so excited about that.
Okay. Are we done with our spoiler-free section?
Yeah.
Okay. Whoop, 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 whoop. Spoiler warning. I'm about to get myself royally spoiled, so if you want to hear my response to getting royally spoiled, that's fine. And if you do not want to hear the spoilers, probably come back some other time.
And for all we know, these spoilers could literally just be fake spoilers, right?
Like,
there's so much stuff floating around.
Yes.
But with this title, it just makes sense to me.
Okay. So give me a brief...
Okay.
Recap of what this rumor is, and then what are your thoughts on that as it relates to the title?
Okay, so basically, in summary, the article says that Luke Skywalker, sometime after the events of Return of the Jedi, comes to realize that he is the most powerful Jedi ever, and he becomes very wary of all of this power he has. And he's worried that it's going to be misused or it may corrupt him as it did his father. So after some time, he decides he imposes his own self-imposed exile, basically to stay out of things, to stay out of the politics, to stay out of what's going on in the galaxy, because he's just far too powerful. And basically something happens in the events of episode 7. There's a new villain, there's a new good guy. And this confrontation that's basically coming to head draws Luke out, and he has to take a side. And it's very unclear initially what side he'll take, but evidently by the end of the film, you'll know which side Luke stands on. So that's pretty much the synopsis. Did I miss anything, Joe?
The only thing that I think was kind of important was the whole catalyst for why he felt that way. They quoted it as him saying, as him having a Force Unleashed moment where he probably overstepped, like misused his powers, or like it got out of his control, which kind of suggests that maybe people got hurt because of him. So he kind of has this realization that maybe I'm too much of a danger to the galaxy, and maybe while no, there won't be a threat, well, there'll always be threats to the galaxy, it might be safer for me to choose the lesser of two evils. So even though I won't be here defending the galaxy from, you know, evil, at least it would be safer for me to be in exile or whatever. So yeah, that was a big thing. And he also, again, in the description, where you said he's the most powerful Jedi ever, but he also knows that he is not the wisest. So while he's the most powerful, he's not the wisest, and he feels like those two things are too dangerous of a combination together. So yeah, absolutely. The title could, if any of that is true, the title could be referring to Luke, you know, putting himself in exile, and then when the time is right, just kind of quote unquote unleashing the Force again, kind of thing, like reawakening and you know, seizing control of the power that he's just kind of been trying to keep dormant for however long he's been in exile.
Okay. Now that you guys told me that, I realized that is the one article that I read this entire week concerning anything rumorish. So now that you said it, it reminded me of it. And so, yes, awesome. I can talk intelligently about this. but yeah, no, I remember reading that, and that was probably the most interesting and most likely of any of the rumors I have heard concerning Luke Skywalker yet. Mm-hmm. And I really like it. So whether or not we get it exactly or if at all, whatever. But I mean, of the rumors I've heard, this is my favorite. And The Force Awakened does fit that scenario. And so I really like it. And now I'm going to have to work really hard not to completely expect that to be what happens when I go see episode 7 a year from now. So,
well, I'm sure you're going to get more spoilers in the meantime between now and next December. But yeah.
Well, don't say that because some. No. Don't wish that on
me. Oh, my
God.
As soon as the script becomes available, I'm reading it. I don't care. I won't be able to stop myself.
I am staying away from the script like the plague.
Or Ebola.
Well.
Okay, sorry.
Same thing. No, I kid. Anyways, that's horrible. Stop it. I'm talking to myself again.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. Before Revenge of the Sith came out, I had a friend who had a copy of it on his computer, and I was like, and he knew I was a huge Star Wars fan, and he knew that I liked Kit Fisto, and so he's like, "You want to know what happens to Kit Fisto?" And I was like, "Yeah, no, yes, no."
Fisto in your face.
And then he showed me the duel, like two days before I got to go see the movie, and I was like, "That's it. Never again. Never again."
That's a terrible friend.
Yeah.
Yes, he was. No. but yeah, no. Rumors, I like to be able... I like calling them rumors because it's distancing, and I can like say, well, it's probably not true, and I'll talk myself out of believing them. But yeah. Script leaks, no. script leak, no. I will not read that at all, Carl. You're on your own.
That's fine. I'll just tell you what's in it.
No, you won't.
I'm just kidding. I'm just going to tell Joe.
That's okay. I'll be fine with it.
No, I just, you know, with that rumor of Luke Skywalker coming out almost like, immediately before the title announcement, I'm not saying that gives it credibility, but it makes the title make sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To some degree, right? Like, and the thing is I hope, though, like, there is some sort of Jedi Order in Episode 7, because I think it's very important. I mean, Yoda's last request of Luke was pass on what you have learned. If mm-hmm. Luke doesn't do that in some capacity, in my opinion, he kind of fails as a Jedi.
Right.
And I would think he would, right? I think there would be some sort of Jedi Order, and maybe something happens. You know, again, it probably won't happen on screen. Although there has been, you know, rumors about flashback scenes, so maybe this we'll see it in a flashback or something. But we see Luke have his Force Unleashed moment where he just overexerts his power, and it just terrifies people. It terrifies himself, and he says, "Whoa, I've got to step out of the picture here." And then whatever happens, you know, whatever the conflict is that's brewing in Episode 7, it draws Luke back in. And I really like that idea. I like that idea of, you know, I remember George Lucas is one of his earliest themes for when he wrote this sequel trilogy back in like the 70s and 80s was the idea of responsibility. So Luke coming back to take responsibility for a galaxy that might be falling apart. So,
right.
Anyway. So, anyway, I don't know, anything else either of you want to say?
No.
Not?
But I actually have to jump ship.
Sure.
So,
well, thanks for coming on, Joe.
No problem. Thank you guys for having me. And I don't know if you guys would have discussed that. I wish we could have, but I hear a rumor, I'm sure you guys have heard it too, that the trailer is already done and we might see it soon.
Yep.
So, that would be amazing. I will leave you guys with that. I don't know if you want to run with that or not, whatever. Either way, thank you for having me, and I will be back soon, hopefully.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later.
All right, guys. Take care.
See you, Joe.
Bye.
Thanks again.
It's worth mentioning that, I guess, huh? Quick, Jason?
I suppose.
Because there, supposedly they J.J. Abrams cut a trailer that he gave to John Williams, because John Williams is working on the original music now. And first off, like you said earlier, Jason, I was really shocked that we have the title already. But the fact that we may have a trailer, like, I wouldn't be surprised if we have it like at Christmas time or something, the way things are going, that would be pretty stinking amazing.
So, right. I mean, I'm of two minds of this, because a lot of movies don't normally get their trailers out that early.
Right.
It's maybe like 8 months out at most.
Although I will say some big, I remember when Godzilla came out this past year, it was probably a solid year beforehand that you got a teaser trailer. There wasn't much to it, but there was a very simple teaser trailer, I feel like. And I feel like with these huge blockbusters, it could happen.
It's possible. I'm not discounting the report at all, because it would be cool and I will not be opposed to it. But it seems really early.
Yeah.
And so that's my only thing. I mean, we're still over a year out and we're already going to get a trailer. I'm excited for that possibility, but I'm skeptical of it just the same.
Sure.
So,
sure.
You know.
Yeah. I'm just really excited with the way things are going. You know, there was that Anthony Daniels tweet. I can't remember how old it is now, but I think he might have tweeted it shortly after he was finished with filming. But he said, mm-hmm. "People say The Empire Strikes Back is the greatest sequel ever. You will eat your words in December of 2015.
You'll eat your words for Christmas dinner,
yeah.
2015.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
It was. I was like, that's clever.
Yeah.
But I mean, he's not the only one."
Right.
Who's come out to say that this is could be the best Star Wars movie yet. I think Peter Mayhew did.
Mm-hmm.
And
Kevin Smith, you know, who's a huge Star Wars fan, when he visited the set, I mean, he said this is Star Wars again. You know.
Right. Right. And I think one of the new kids said it too, but I'm not remembering which one.
Yeah.
So, but of course, you know, take that with a grain of salt, because I mean, it's their first Star Wars movie that they're in, so you know, I tease, but
I mean, at the same time, you're not going to get people being like, oh, this is going to be almost as good as Empire Strikes Back, right? Like, they're not going to some degree, of course, they're going to say things like that, but the conviction with which some of these people are saying it, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And there is a real big commitment to getting this film amazingly done. Right. And Disney holds, as much as I give crap to Disney, which I will probably continue to do, but I will say Disney knows how to get a good movie made. You know, I mean, it's very clear with what they've done with Marvel.
Oh, yeah.
They hold these films to standards that, you know, people are going to be very pleased with, you know.
And I think a large part of it is because they let the studios, the individual studios, do a lot of the creative work.
Yeah.
Marvel has, you know, such control. Marvel Studios has such control over their movies, and Disney is like, okay, if you think that'll work, you know, maybe they'll say, well, let's hold off, let's focus group this or something first, or let's do something else to test the waters first. But, mm-hmm. you know, they'll let you do that stuff. And I think with Lucasfilm, it's going to be a very similar relationship. So, yeah. And especially with Kathleen Kennedy, who's, you know, already a veteran and well-respected in the film community, running Lucasfilm. And I think her name came up as a possible replacement for Bob Iger whenever he steps down as CEO of Disney.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
Well, that would be interesting to see.
But yeah, so there's that. I mean, mm-hmm. and Disney's like, once they start advertising these things, the Disney advertising and promotional machine gets really cranked up. I mean, all the stuff we got for Rebels, you know, in the month or so leading up to its premiere, it was everywhere.
Right.
You know, you couldn't blink without seeing some sort of Rebels image imprinted on the back of your eyelids, you know.
Yep.
So once they start the ad campaign and the promotional campaign for Episode 7, you'll know it's coming.
Yes. Yes. So anyway, I think that's all the speculating we can do.
Yeah.
From just a three-word title. I mean, I'm sure there's more we could say. There's a lot more. I'm sure lots of podcasts are talking about this either yesterday or today.
Oh, probably.
But yeah, I mean, it's just, again, to me, it's just, this is such an exciting time to be a Star Wars fan.
You know,
it's, we get so little, yet it's so much to us. Like, and I just want to note quickly, again, it's just a reminder of what a strong bond I have with this Star Wars community ever since we started this podcast. I mean, yesterday I was talking with Joe for a while, but then I was talking with you, I was talking with Cohen, I was talking, Chris Smith and I were texting all afternoon. Like, to me, it's like a reminder of this is going to like bring us even closer together.
Right.
Which is just so exciting.
Right.
So no matter what the Force may awaken, it's continually awakening the Star Wars community, and I am ecstatic.
Yes, yes. And this makes a great bit of news to take into my Star Wars Episode 7 panel at Tucson Comic Con this weekend. So, so excited about that. And it'll probably drive a lot of more people to the panel than would have come before. So yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah.
And hopefully that panel will get on the podcast feed. So look for that in the next week or so. Hopefully.
Okay.
I mean, we'll partially see. I mean, hold I'll you take to my that. Recorder, but we'll see how well the audio turns out.
Yeah. All righty. Well, I think the Force has awakened some great thoughts.
Indeed. And if you have any thoughts that you want to share with us about the title or our speculation in this spoilers section, where can they do that, Carl?
Well, on Facebook, facebook.com/WampusLairPodcast, twitter.com/WampusLair, or shoot us an email at WampusLairPodcast@gmail.com.
Excellent. And I think that wraps up this episode of the Wampus Lair Podcast. It's been episode number 107, Awakening Report. For Carl, I'm Jason, and we will see you next time here in the Wampus Lair.
What's the Force?
The Force is everywhere. It surrounds us and penetrates us. It binds the galaxy together.
Thank you.